Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led him up a high mountain by themselves. And he was sincere before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From Peter, relates to his experience on the mountain. He is now a powerful witness to the Transfiguration. And sometimes today, we shall read and reflect on the second chapter from Peter, especially where he describes the power of God's promise that he made to Peter and the apostles. His promise was made to them and to us at the Last Supper. And the promise is manifested by his passion and death on the cross, where he died for all of us. And the promise he made when he instituted the great sacrament of the Eucharist before he went to that death. Now each one of us is also transfigured when we receive the Holy Spirit in baptism. And then we are made soldiers of Christ when our baptism is completed in confirmation. We are called to have a personal relationship with Christ. And the greatest way to empower that relationship is every Sunday when we come here to the Eucharist, to Mass. And when we first receive God's Word into our hearts and minds, when we hear the Gospel proclaimed, then we receive Jesus' promise in the words that the priest uses at the Eucharist. And then we receive Jesus' body and blood when we come up and receive the Eucharist. When we say Amen before we receive, we are meaning that we truly believe that this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And if we really believe this, our heart should be on fire with love for God, love for Christ. I remind of the words of a Methodist in our RCA class who said, "You Catholics have it all. You have the Eucharist. Do you not realize what you have?" So every time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, he should transform us a little more, to set us on fire, to go out and evangelize the world. And we evangelize by living our life in Christ, by being a witness to who we truly are. We need to witness in our homes, in our schools, in our work, on the sports field, and anywhere else that we are. And this is the vocation of the lady, the people of God. You're now probably asking yourself, but what can I do? Well, one of my favorite ways is when people at work ask me if I have any plans for a weekend. I tell them, well, I go to church on Sunday, or I'm presiding at a funeral, or like last weekend I went to Conception Abbey to hear a great Catholic speaker. And sometimes I do evangelize, sometimes I surprise. Such as a woman after I told her what I'm doing at the weekend said she hadn't been to Mass in 30 years. So I asked her, what was stopping her? Then in the morning I met her, she told me that she got to Mass that weekend and gone to confession for the first time in 30 years. And I said, wow, what a simple thing to do. However, there are times when I don't do so well, I fail. Such as a while back, I made a sarcastic comment in the morning to one of my co-workers, and he quickly responded to me that that was not very deep of me. I said, ouch, to myself. But sometimes we do fail. But we have to just pick ourselves up and do it again. When you're out there, live your faith. Do not be afraid to let people know in a quiet way that you are happily a follower of Christ, but in all his doing with love. And if he asks you questions, if he asks for an answer, ask them if you can, but if you do not have the answer, call them. You will get the answer, then you come back and ask Father Peter. Best of all, though, is to invite them to come and learn. Come, Christ the King. But people who come to learn participate in the Ars Gaudium to learn about the triune God, the Trinity, the God who loves them beyond human understanding. They will learn in our tradition Mass about God's great mercy, and God will never turn anyone away, no matter how simple they have been. They will hear that Jesus gave us these great gifts of darkness, where we meet Jesus face to face, heart to heart. We will pray together, because Jesus told us that all things are possible through prayer. This Mass will help them grow in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you invite them, assure them that you will walk with them. First invite, and then come with them for a kickoff meeting, which is a week from next Monday, a week from this Monday, August the 17th. And there's a flyer in the pew. If you don't have it, I'll give you one in advance in the back of the hall. There's also a little leaflet in the pew called, "Are you thinking about becoming a Catholic?" The church tells us that the lady are called by God to sanctify the world. From within, to sanctify from within, by entering every corner of secular life, meaning marriage and family, culture, even politics, education, science, business, economics. So when we come to Mass, we offer up all our prayers, hearts, desires, we place them on the altar, when we hand them over to the priest, he will complete your offering in the consecration. At the end of Mass, we should be in prayer for Jesus, ready to take on his command. Go, be sent, and gospelize the world.